Thursday afternoon, 1 hour left with the legendary Tony Atlas and Thunderbolt Patterson. And during the break there, I had to take Tony out back and explain to him about Donald Trump. And I think he's a little more straight and narrow now. And if you believe that, I will sell you swampland somewhere.
You got to calm it down.
That's exactly right. But the big wrestling event and charity show is coming up tonight, 7 p.m. at the Tri-River Center, 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road. A whole bunch of wrestlers there. And performance tonight by two dance schools and the Lasekni brothers. And, of course, it's going to be great to have Tony Atlas there and Thunderbolt Patterson serving as commissioner, and Tony in action tonight back in the ring. Now, we did politics. Is there anything left over from that? And, by the way, the phone lines are open if somebody else wanted to get in. 740-383-9944. Go ahead. Tony, any period on anything?
Well, no. I like I said, I've been to just about every country in the world with the exception of three. And I wrestle as Mr. USA. I'm very, very proud of my our country. And my mother always told me, well, there's a will, there's a way. So I always have worked hard. I believe in good hard work, and it will pay off. It may not seem like your hard work going to pay off, but sooner or later, every dog's had its day.
And that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Tony. If you just, they say if you just be still and let God fight your battle. See, you know, there's a, we have a tendency, I know it in my mind, but want to do it ourselves, but we can't. Those strong, powerful, when you let the devil ride, you got a problem. And when you mess around and let him drive, he going to kick you out the car. So the end point, you should not let the devil ride at all.
That's right.
So this is a spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare.
Good.
And anybody that say anything good, they got two oppositions. The fat cats and the media. Because it's everything is controlled. Well, I thank God for you, man, giving me the opportunity to voice my opinion and giving Tony the opportunity to voice his.
That's right.
Because, I mean, I tell you, I love what Trump is saying.
I do,
you hear me? You hear me now? You know, folks are telling, oh, no, it's going to be this and going to be that. Well, whatever it's going to be, ain't no way in the it's going to be any worse than it has been. You know, when, man, I turned the deal on this morning. They talking about this boy that killed this boy is selling the gun to fight black on black crime. Man, hey, man, when you kill somebody, that's crime.
That's right.
I don't make no damn what color is.
That's right.
See, they playing that racial card.
You're
playing the racial card
it's
to keep it
versus,
divided.
That's right. It's evil versus good. It's an evil person. I don't care if he's black, white, blue, purple.
There it is.
And he's a murderer. He should go to jail, and they should throw away the key.
It just occurred to me that the Republican convention where they will nominate Trump is going to be up in Cleveland. We should get Thunderbolt back here for that.
Yes, I love
we'll get some some credentials for that for radio, and we'll work this out, Thunderbolt.
Oh, was that so?
Yeah, we might work that out very simply. Caller, you're there. Go ahead. Thunderbolt Patterson, Tony Atlas.
Hey, Scott. This is the referee for tonight.
Oh, go ahead.
Referee Ron, this is for Thunderbolt.
Look out.
Hey, you're the acting commissioner tonight. I just want to see how you feel about all since the announcement of the show. The president of the company has been aligning himself with the great Akuma. What do you feel about that? If he helps his guys,
slow yourself down, Dillard. Now say that again. Now, I don't know nothing about that. Now, what's? I ain't heard nothing. Now tell me what.
He's bribing the your the host there, he bribed him with a present, what was that, a couple of weeks ago, with a Japan calendar.
He sent me a Japanese calendar, yes.
Yeah, and he's trying to align, well, he has aligned himself with the Great Akuma.
I haven't. Not me.
No, the president.
Yeah, Terry Tackett. Yes, go
yeah.
ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to see how you felt about that, him trying to cheat his way to the title.
Wait a minute. I don't give a hoots of what has happened. All I'm interested in is when they step into that circle, that square, and what they do. Now, if I ain't got no authority, they got the wrong one here. You hear me?
Yeah.
I know right from wrong, just like everybody else do. I know that you cannot abuse our great fans. And I will.
Amen.
Does that answer your question? Now, what goes on between somebody else, I don't have nothing to do with it.
So I had one more for both of you guys. Both you guys could answer it. I know how you give it. Like when you're young, you like want to be a cop or something like that. But who inspired you to be a wrestler, though?
Well, man, I started wrestling when I was 6 years old.
Was there anybody that like?
I don't think nobody that never wrestled was no better than me. I liked wrestling. I wrestled in the YMCA. I wrestled in school, and I love wrestling. I love to put my hands on somebody. That was my calling.
Tony, did anybody inspire you to get in the wrestling business?
I have to say, poverty.
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 Tell it, boy.
Because I always wanted to be an Olympic weightlifting champion. I started off at the YMCA lifting weights and bodybuilding and going to contests. A bunch of wrestlers by the name of Sandy George got to discover me at the YMCA in Roanoke, Virginia. And they took me down, trained me to be a wrestler. My first week in the business, gave me $1,500, and that was it. The rest is history.
You know what I get for my first match? $15. Do you know where I went from Waterloo, Iowa to Kansas City, Missouri? You know where I was booked at? In Evansdale, where Oxford's from. I had to go back, all the way back home, outside. I never worked in my hometown. There's a little suburb about 13, 14 miles east of Waterloo. $15. I worked in the sold-out Superdome. I got $1,000. So, I mean,
see, that's that
underpaid.
That's that Hillary stuff.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I mean, hey. So, and your name again, sir?
You still there, caller?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Your name again?
Referee Ron.
Okay, you got your glasses with you tonight, ref?
Yep.
All right, now. Now, you know, you're a part of this, too. You got to do what you do and do it right. You got to call stuff that you see, and you cannot look the other way, or you can't be scared. You heard me?
Yep. Well, I ain't scared. I've been in there. I've been with the company since we opened up. Scott knows.
Yeah, but you know, some of your calls have been questionable, but we'll see
okay,
tonight.
Okay, well, you hear me now. So in other words, Scott, you see where I'm coming from.
I'm with you.
You know I'm not lying.
No.
You know, and okay, so you just try to be the best person that you can be and leave the rest up to us tonight, okay? Will that work?
Yep.
All right then, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right, I'll see you tonight.
All right.
And of course, we're talking about the big show tonight out at Tri Rivers. That is 7 p.m. start time, big wrestling event. Now, I want to talk about a few of these matches because we haven't spent a whole lot of time on that. You can get the tickets, by the way. The doors open at 6 o'clock. Let's talk about the top of the card. Referee Ron there was just alluding to it, and Thunderbolt and I will be commentating tonight, so we'll start with that. The current champion, Bobo Brazil Jr., will face the Great Akuma from Japan. Now, Thunderbolt hasn't seen any of these gentlemen yet, but in a match like that where apparently referee Ron feels there's some ambiguity going on with the Great Akuma, there's some...
So why would he feel something like that? You know, stepping... Anybody can do whatever they want to do. And, you know, if a person had known me and wanted to give me something, he'd be perfectly welcome to do that. But far as what goes on, then it's a whole different story. And, you know, they made me the man tonight, so I'm going, well, let's leave that. Let's put that in the rest till we get to it.
That becomes a point of question is the Great Akuma from Japan does not speak English, and he also, we've seen him use this mist, you know? What's your feeling on something like that, Thunderbolt? Tactics like that in the ring?
Well, everybody got their way and got their things and do what they do. But if it's not legal, then something's going to happen wrong. You know, it ain't going to work good for them.
I don't think we've said this on the air, Thunderbolt. We were talking last night. You're not a commissioner in the sense of, you know, some office man who comes out in a three-piece suit and can't hold his own.
I won't have a three-piece, but I'm going to have a suit on and a tie. But I'm not a certified. That I mean, been doing it for years. I do it in Georgia, and pretty well keep the peace. And this is a whole another area up here that I see a bunch of faces that I ain't never seen before. At Lord help. So they got to find me out, you know? I mean, I don't know them. I'm going to find them out. I believe I'm one of the fairest people in the world today. I believe I know as much about wrestling as anyone does. And I believe that if something goes wrong, myself or the referee is supposed to catch it. So, as I got the referee a moment ago, you know, speaking of someone giving you a gift or whatever. See, he's thinking about the wrong thing. He need to get in that ring and do his job. If he get in this ring and do that job, then what ain't nothing to think about. Whatever he do, if it's wrong, he going to stop him. If it's right, he going to let it go on. So, I mean, it's real simple, you know. And I'm also saying that, you know, I don't know. But if he come all the way from Japan, and he must be pretty good. And like I say, I don't know young Brazil. I know his daddy very well, but I had never seen him work or wrestle. And then when I go up this other list and down the other side, I don't see nobody on there but Tony Atlas that done do what they do.
And let's talk about Tony Atlas, because we had this discussion last night, because this was a Twinkie match, first ever Tony Atlas involved against Slim Trimmons. Now, last night some stuff happened there where Tony felt that there should have been something in the contract to where he could put something in Slim's mouth.
Isn't that very smart of Tony?
It is very smart.
I mean, instead of just going for the yoke-a-doke.
I understand. But as the commissioner, what's your... Because it started with pig's feet, and then we got to a protein bar. Where does it stand?
I think that if that Twinkie idea was bought up, I think Mr. USA has a right to bring in the health bar for I don't know this guy. I don't know nothing about him. You know. So I think it was a very good idea to bring Tony bringing that, you know. And I will let him know that.
Now, last night you did meet with some of the stars on tonight's program, some of the wrestlers. Now, the one last night that I felt was a very interesting kind of conversation was when you met with Lockdown and his manager.
Well, you know what? Lockdown and his manager don't fit.
There you go.
It don't fit. You know what I mean? I mean, I've never seen Lockdown work. Or I've never seen him, you know, in action at all. But he looks a little different than... I would believe that Lockdown would do more by itself than Fat Daddy or Sweet Daddy or Good Girl or whatever her name is.
Big Susan? No, Little... No, what Sexy.
Well, see right there.
Something sexy.
Right there. I mean, right there, that's downgrading the ladies, you know.
No, it's a boy, isn't it?
Well, I mean, he said it. Come on in here, Ben.
Yeah.
You
get me? Is that barbecue? He's looking for that barbecue
stuff. Oh, well,
still.
Is it? You got
he said two.
See, that's something that could happen tonight in the ring, Tony. You could get distracted by something like a barbecue sandwich.
I got to speak up for him now. When they get in that bed in that ring, he ain't gonna be thinking about no barbecue. He gonna be thinking about whooping that. Ooh.
Yeah. Where is the barbecue?
I'm with you. I haven't been taking calls.
Okay. Let's move right along.
Go right along. Thank you, Commissioner.
So.
I gotta go eat.
Potential. Might be some potential there. Might be. Now, I've never seen the Marine.
Met him last night.
He said that he was...
He's coming.
Where you going?
He's coming.
Excuse me. Okay, we on air, man. Excuse us. Tony is hungry. He's hungry. And he just... But that's okay. We're going to keep on. We just want all y'all to come out there at night. And let's finish discussing
let's finish
what we discussed.
We got to discuss this.
And
live radio.
Live radio. And let's see. Who else did I meet there last night?
You met...
I met somebody that was a little bit off... Off a little bit.
Mikey the Maniac.
So, who let him out?
I don't know.
And who know where did it all come from? So, Vance, I'm awful sorry that we're getting interrupted like this.
I know it's hard to do a pre-show when this barbecue issue is flying high. No, it's coming. I'm not with the driver.
And Vance, he's putting his clothes on. He's packing his bag. He's getting ready to move. we're having a little fun here today. Y'all bear with us. But we're going to be down to business tonight. You're going to see a whole nother side. A whole nother side. If I'm going to get up here in a few minutes and go buy you some barbecue myself.
Commissioner, what do you think?
No, it's coming. But I had to be here with you. I couldn't supervise the barbecue as well.
Commissioner
Patterson, this is the kind of stuff you could run into tonight. You got everybody at your neck and people asking about barbecue. We're getting a phone call. Thank goodness. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hasn't your dinner came yet?
Oh, no. We're hoping it's coming.
Well, why is it so late?
I don't know. I hope the driver's listening to this station.
What?
I hope the driver's listening. Here it is. The barbecue.
Ma'am, it just arrived in the house.
Is it there?
It's here, ma'am. Yes, it is.
Oh, good.
And Atlas is dancing a jig.
Hey, how old is Tony Atlas?
Wait a minute. Tony, this lady won't know how old you are.
72.
No, Tony, don't.
Not 72. No. How old are you, Tony?
Tell her the truth now, Tony.
62.
62, ma'am.
still wrestling.
And he's still wrestling. Well, man, Ric Flair and all of them, it's a whole lot of them out there.
Oh, he's about as tall, as old as Ric Flair then.
Well, you know, there's a lot of them out there that...
Who is she?
Wait a minute. He's coming. He's got his...
You're still out there wrestling at 62 is what's on the table at this point. Tony's going to get his headset on here.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Hello, young lady. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. So you're 62?
Yeah.
Well, you must work out every day.
Yes,
huh?
He do.
I just left the YMCA. We got a little workout in this morning.
It's going to be fun tonight.
Where's he from?
Where are you from, Tony?
Well, I'm originally from Roanoke, Virginia.
Oh.
I'm what you call an old Virginia redneck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, from the hills of Virginia.
Then you started wrestling out. How old were you started?
I was 19.
19.
Yeah.
That's quite a few years.
That's a 50-year career.
And you know something? Back in them days, all the women folks used to like me.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I had more women than I could shake a stick at.
I bet so.
And as soon as the money left, the women's left with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, I was just calling to see, because you don't sound like you're that old, so I didn't think you was that old.
I sound young?
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes, no, I'm divorced.
You are divorced, but you come
on. I'm Scott's grandma.
I am?
Oh! Okay. So are you as feisty as Scott is?
What?
Are you as feisty as Scott is?
And I think that's where he got it from.
He got that feistiness from you?
I think so.
Well, if he got this one inquiry of you in him, he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he's been pretty good.
Well, he got my barbecue, so he's okay with me.
Yeah, the barbecue's
right,
here.
Get to eat.
Yeah. Get to eat. Thank
all
you.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Man.
Bye.
Have a nice day.
And the phone call is open, 740-383-9944. Tony Atlas, that barbecue arrived at 2:34. Now, I want an apology. You said that barbecue wasn't coming?
I'm sorry.
Yes. My goodness. Four minutes late.
Is it all pork?
You know, I'm not sure. It came from a place called Tackett's Barbecue here in town.
Yeah, I think it's all pulled pork.
Is it?
But it's good, though.
Have you eaten already?
No, but I can smell it.
Oh, smell it. Okay, well, you take a bite and let us know in the next 24 minutes we have on the air.
Yeah, okay, don't worry. You know
look like I might have a problem.
No.
I don't eat,
you don't eat
pork or beef.
Really?
I haven't ate a piece of pork or beef since 1975.
Why'd you give it up?
Well, at that time, they were talking about, high blood pressure and the meat and all that. And just one of those things, when you... dealing with animals.
Baked beans.
That may be there. Mm-hmm. But when you're dealing with animals and all the blood and all, it's, and the high blood pressure, cholesterol and all that stuff. So I just lost taste for it.
What's your favorite meal?
I like turkey.
Turkey?
I like, chicken. I eat chicken and fish. Mushrooms and nuts.
Now that Tony has calmed down, we can get back. Now, he's also tonight going to be in a battle royal.
Oh, is that so?
That's what I understand.
Oh, I didn't understand that.
Well, we discussed this at one point. There was some...
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Tony, you're known for battle royals.
Uh-huh.
Big, strong guy, tossing people over the top rope. What do you think your chances are tonight?
Slim and none.
Slim and none. Well, at least you got the confidence factor going in there.
Because I got gas.
Do you?
Yeah.
Thunderbolt has given him a look.
You want some of his barbecue? It's good.
No, I'm on
1975, Tony. He hasn't had any pork. That's 41 years.
No pork.
For 41 years.
Or beef.
Wow. Well, I have, since 1975, I ate everything that moved.
Well, at least you got a record going too for 41 years. But, Commissioner, the show tonight has a lot of interesting facets. There is this Twinkie versus Protein Bar match. There is a title match. There is a Battle Royal. And then I think one other singles match. But it's going to be great to sit there and do commentary with you. What a pleasure it will be for me to do that.
Well, I thank you. And like I said, it's an honor for me to be here with you, after all these years. And if I can do anything to help... as they say, if I can just help somebody, and by being anything that's right, I'm for it.
There we go.
But when it's wrong, I get a problem.
Want to go back because one of the aspects of your career with 19 minutes left on the air today, we touched on it earlier, was when you tried to unionize pro wrestling.
Oh, yes.
It's in your biography. What happened when you tried and how did it affect your relationship with the promoters?
Oh, shutdown.
Yeah.
It was a total shutdown. I never will forget it. I mean, that when Jim Wilson and I, we were, Jim Wilson played pro ball, and he was putting a lot of deals together for different wrestlers, you know. But some kind of reason, I never did get any of them deals, you know. And so it came a time when Jim told me one day, he said, Bo, they just ain't doing you right. And I had been thinking about it and trying to do a few little things, but I couldn't get nobody to hear me. And so we said, well, okay, Jim and I, we started trying to get the SLCs and the groups, and they let them people kick my butt, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And something that I felt that the wrestlers should have today, should have had back then, every other organization, every other sport or whatever, you know, hasn't burdened or hasn't misled or any people to say, you know, that they're private working for themselves and all. I mean, cutting corners. You know, the money got to be going somewhere. So they either paying the ones they want to pay or they keeping it, you know. So it's real simple. You know, it just has not been fair. And I'm very proud to be here to have the opportunity to talk. And I'm going to tell you a lot of things tonight you probably might not like. But I'm here for the fans. And I'm here to try to help your organization.
It should be a lot of fun. Now, that being said, Tony, one of the underlying questions, I think, of the entire conversation today is, today, obviously, the WWE is the big game in the wrestling world, and they have inducted people into the Hall of Fame who never wrestled for that organization. The Von Erichs come to mind. Abdullah the Butcher comes to mind. Gordon Solie comes to mind. Eddie Graham, Vern Gagne come to mind. Why not Thunderbolt Patterson now?
Whatever answer you give is just as good as mine. And that been, you know, not just Thunderbolt. You have to name, there's a lot of people that should have been there, but it's not. What they did, Vince bought all these companies. Everybody involved in these companies all of a sudden became part of the WWE. When you got a certain length of people that picks who's going to, see, the fans don't pick who's going to be in the Hall of Fame. You got maybe 10 people, maybe 5, that sits in a room and they choose who they want in and who they don't want in. It's a company. Everything is
how do they determine that? You know,
nobody knows. I think they draw names out of a hat or whatever. No, nobody really knows who determines, because there's a lot of people that I feel should be in there, should not be in there, and then there's people that's in there that is not in there that should be in there. I know guys like Thunderbolt Patterson and Ox Baker that's spend their whole life in this business, and then some guy that only wrestled for a short period of time, you know, get into the Hall of Fame.
Caller, go ahead. We have a caller.
Yes, I wanted to know if Thunderbolt ever won any titles.
Oh, I've had a few.
You want a few?
Yes, ma'am.
What, like heavyweight or?
Well, I mean, I've had the. Brass Knuckle champion. I was the television champion. I was the West Coast Tag Team champion. The Georgia champion.
Right now, I think who is it? Ramos, or whatever it is. I think he's a good wrestler.
Roman Reigns.
Nowadays, John Cena used to be, but he's not no more.
Seeker's boys. I heard about it. I've never seen him wrestle either.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okie dokie.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
And again, we have a few minutes left, about 15 minutes left in the program. If you want to call in, 740-383-99. But if you're talking about talent on the whole, Thunderbolt asked a question there that I thought was very pertinent. How is the WWE Hall of Fame, not to discredit it in any way, but is it a real, legitimate wrestling Hall of Fame?
I couldn't answer that.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, they are actually the only one that's got a Hall of Fame. Is that right?
I think so.
You know,
they got the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Well, they do have the Pro Wrestling Hall, and yeah.
Yeah.
And the one in St. Louis is...
No, that's the office. That was the NWA.
Yeah.
And see, now I have a plaque that was from North Carolina. Them fat cats up there. Greg Pruitt, is that his name?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, want to pay me $500, but they're paying Ric Flair and them $15,000, you know, or whatever.
See what
you
I'm
know?
Saying?
And see, and I don't think Rick, the only way Rick drawed more money than me, he was there longer. But I mean, as far as the time I was there, they couldn't buckle up my shoes. Do you understand?
I'm with you.
And just further on, I was there, and I was at the Hall of Legends, I think it was, in 2008, and then I went back in 2010 or something, and to give Ted Turner. I have a plaque now that they wanted to give to Ted Turner because Ted Turner was really Mr. Wrestling. Channel 17, 36, UFA station, the super tube that went all over the world. Mm-hmm. Channel 17 and Ted Turner made a lot of the wrestlers. Yeah. And then a lot of those fat cats that want to be that didn't know anything about wrestling, they really, really done Ted Turner wrong. They done him wrong.
Ted Turner should be in the Hall of Fame.
He certainly should be. Well, that's something between him and Vince there. Right. It wouldn't happen, I don't think. But he should be. And I'm hoping that it's true. That Ted Turner has bought in TNA.
You never
heard it. I heard it.
It could happen.
But I wish it, you know, because Ted was done wrong. I mean, really, really wrong. And wrestlers and promoters, they done a real, real job on him through individuals that... didn't know anything about wrestling.
Want to do something real quick here. One question for Thunderbolt, and then I just want to throw some names out there and get some one-word opinions of some guys. But Tony talked about last night keeping a lot of memorabilia. Thunderbolt, have you kept boots, things you wore, programs, anything from your career?
No, I might have a pair of boots, a pair of tights or whatever, but I wanted my money.
There
you
go.
I wanted my money. I mean, I didn't want trinkets. I mean, all them belts and stuff, I give them back. I mean, I didn't want them things.
With 10 minutes left, I'm going to throw some names out here and just kind of give me maybe a few words on each person. Tony Atlas, tell me about Ric Flair.
Good entertainer.
Thunderbolt Ric Flair.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Okay. Tony Atlas, Hulk Hogan.
A great friend.
Thunderbolt.
I really don't even know him.
Pass on that one. Andre the Giant, Tony Atlas.
One of the most, well, his title, the eighth wonder of the world and a good friend.
Thunderbolt.
Very nice guy. I had a pleasure working with him a couple of times as a partner and all. Very, very nice guy.
Dusty Rhodes. Tony? No words?
No words.
Thunderbolt?
What did Bammy's mama say? If you ain't got something nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Ole Anderson.
Well, do you know, Ole was the only one that would give me a job.
That's right.
Ole was the only one. Anytime, let me tell you, man, let me get a little deeper. Anytime when they had the houses sold out and Dusty come with the gout, they didn't have nobody to feel them but me. That's the only way I got back to work.
Yeah.
I mean, when the houses went down, Ole would call me back to work. Ole would call me, I'd come back to work. Ole never did fire me. Ole made one of the statements that is one thing that I do, put asses in seats, because I love the fans. I mean, it ain't me. I mean, when I was here and whatever, I mean, those people out there pay their money. They don't have to pay to see me. They don't have to lack me. I got folks that say they're my buddies and friends. I mean, treat me like a dog.
I got to say this real quick. Ole Anderson was one of my trainers. He trained me. So I got
good opinion. Roddy Piper. Tony spent some time with him on Legends House. I guess that's a pass on that one.
Pass.
I met him one time. Hell of a performer. So I met him one time at that reunion that I had to give Ted Turner still. But that time I was there, that fat cat up there, that Greg Pruitt, do you know, he told me, said, "Hey, man, I got that, and I need that room. I had to stay in another room with some more people." That's how he done me. Now, you know, that was not fair. Greg Pruitt. That was the time I saw Piper up there. Piper, to me, was a very, very good performer.
Excluding yourselves, greatest wrestler in the business that you saw Thunderbolt, other than yourself?
Man, there's a lot of guys out there that could wrestle. A lot of good performers.
I mean, gotta be Harley Race. Harley Race could work with anybody. Yeah. And that's what I noticed. See, you had a lot of wrestlers, but it wouldn't change their style. You have to wrestle Dale style. Harley could wrestle Thunderbolt style. He could wrestle my style. He could wrestle Ric Flair. He was adjustable. He could work anybody's style.
Well, that's most.
And that was the thing about a lot of guys were good performers, but they couldn't work anybody's style.
But that, Harley could. But that's, and then I'm gonna disagree with you a little bit on that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, Jack Briscoe and Funk.
Funk, yeah.
Jack Briscoe and Funk was, I mean, I guess about to, you know, I won't go back to Lou, because Lou was extraordinary or whatever, but Jack Briscoe and the Funk, Dory Funk Jr., and Terry Funk, they could work with anybody.
That's right.
And that's
a few that could do that. Yeah.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. This is Ron again.
Go ahead.
Hey, earlier you guys were talking about African Americans not being the champion. The Rock, a while back, he was champion.
I know The Rock personally. I know him personally. He's not African American. He's Samoan.
Oh, but the New Day, they're champions.
Of what?
Big E and Kofi.
They're the tag team
champions.
Come in. Who are you?
Ron.
Ron, is there somebody you know?
This is the referee.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you something, now, man. See, you bringing up a something like that, I know where your mind is.
Hello.
See, I mean, I
don't want him refereeing my match. Yeah,
well, see, I mean, I understand you because you are the regular person that would ask that type of question, and you don't have sense enough to know that they have used and abused a lot of black individuals in the
wrestling. And women.
And women. And they have took a lot of other colors and used them for black people instead of black people. So, you know, what you're saying is just like you're a total mark. You have no business. You have no business refereeing a match.
No, I'm just, you know,
no,
not,
ain't no,
you
no,
know.
Ain't no, you ain't got nothing to say, sir. I'm telling you, I'm telling you what I think and what is real. You know, this is one of the problems that we had. That's the reason I'm here tonight. You better put on your best game.
Oh, I am.
That's what you need to do.
And we'll leave it at that.
You know, I just figured, you know,
you're talking doo-doo.
I'm a fan of wrestling. I watch it, you know, and, you know, I'm a big fan of Kofi Kingston and Big E and them.
Yeah, but, I have no problem with it. But they beat them like dogs, up and down, for a minute, but ain't holding nothing, man. See, you see your side. And I guess that's what everybody do, see their own side.
And we'll
and
go.
I don't got a side. You
just made it.
You know, The Rock, you know, I thought he was, you know, I'm not
Rock,
that way.
Rock and Rock and Cold Steve Austin was the best thing that ever happened in New York.
Oh, yeah.
It was
it's
dead.
The best thing that happened to wrestling for a while.
I ain't going to say, just saying New York. We just talk about where they at now. And
They helped make a lot of money in there.
Well, to make wrestling better. But we thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you. Now, greatest announcer in the history of wrestling.
Oh, Gordon Soley.
Everybody says that. Why? What was it about Gordon?
Because Gordon Soley knowed what he was talking about.
Exactly.
I mean, he was not only the voice. That's the reason I was telling you I'm not a commentator. He not only the voice, but Gordon Soley could call it to you, I mean, blow by blow, just like a good baseball player. Announcer.
Let's talk
He had charisma, too.
Yes.
Want to get three names in here real quick. Governor Jesse Ventura.
I love him.
Never knew him.
Never knew him. Bobby Heenan.
One of the strongest people I have ever met in my life. Bobby Heenan came down with, the great talent, the great voice, great intelligence. Him and Gorilla Monsoon made history. He managed some of the greatest wrestlers in the world. Came down with throat cancer. And his spirit, when you see him, and his willing to fight, and his willingness to live, it does a person, he makes me feel like, when I look at Bobby Heenan, and sometimes I get depressed and don't want to go on with certain things, he make me want to fight. He's one of the strongest, the hardest fighters that I have ever met. And Jimmy Hart, when I was in Legend House, and he was down there taping the program, and me and Hacksaw were fighting over some goofy stuff. And I talked to Jimmy Hart in the kitchen, and he told me his daughter passed away. But he had a smile for the fans. He had a smile for me. He had a smile for everybody at Legend House, even though he just lost his daughter. I got a daughter. I don't know what it's like to bury my kids. Jimmy Hart do. But he was still, when you meet him in the street, he was still able to smile and shake hands with the fan. Bobby Heenan is sitting there with throat cancer. Half of his face is missing. But he was still able, the best he can, to greet the fans and sign the autograph. Them are the two strongest people I know.
Thunderbolt, any thoughts on Bobby or Jimmy?
On Bobby, I didn't care that much for him. Him and Black... first cowboy head?
Blackjack Mulligan?
No.
Lanza.
I peeped that game long time ago in L.A. So, I mean, I have no, I don't know him. I wasn't around him other than out there.
Gorilla Monsoon.
Fantastic guy.
I agree.
And finally, Bruno Sammartino.
Whoa! Bruno Sammartino, Thunderbolt Patterson, same person. Bruno fought for the wrestlers. A lot of people don't know some of the way Bruno. Bruno was about one of the strongest men in professional wrestling. He was the type of guy, you go into the gym, put 565 pounds on the bar and lift it. You know, and he worked very hard. I mean, he worked very, very hard to make the WWF. At that time, it was the WWWF. And I know Bruno. He calls me occasionally. I met him several times after his career was over. And Bruno, for years, they tried to get him to go into the Hall of Fame. You all know that. He would not do it because he did not like the way Vince treated other wrestlers. He didn't like what they was doing to the sport of professional wrestling. He didn't like the fact that people like Thunderbolt Patterson never got a break or got in the Hall of Fame. He didn't like that. If Thunderbolt told Bruno his story, they have to almost bag Bruno to be in the Hall of Fame. He was supposed to have been in one of the first inductees in the Hall of Fame, and it took up until now. And I talked to Bruno before he went in the Hall of Fame, me and a guy called Bill Silmer, and I told Bruno he should do it, not for Vince, not for the WWE, but for his fans. I said his fans would want him to have that. And he wrestled with that argument and wrestled with it for many, many years. Finally, he made up his mind to go ahead and do it. And he didn't do it for WWE. He didn't do it for Vince. He didn't do it for himself. He did it for the fans. That's the type of person Bruno is.
Thunderbolt Bruno Sammartino.
Met him one time, and that was also in Charlotte. And he was a great individual.
Yes.
He done more for wrestling in New York and that area.
That's right.
Than most people have.
Worked every night for about 15 years, every night, with no time off.
One more name I want to tell you. That's
Tommy Wildfire Rich, my brother. Ivan Koloff, that's
Koloff.
Right.
You know, he's another individual.
That's right.
That was in New York and not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Should be.
That's absolutely right. I think you're right.
I think Tommy Wildfire Rich. Tommy Rich. Yeah, Tommy Rich would have been the next Ric Flair. I mean, he was just as hot as Flair, drew just as much money, sold out the Omni and everything. And they don't have him in the Hall of Fame.
He was the youngest
champion. He was world champion, in 22 years old, world champion. Tommy was an outstanding wrestler and performer, but he's not in the Hall of Fame. And it's a shame that Tommy Rich is not in that.
If you want to share your story tonight, it starts at 7 p.m. Dry River Center. Tony Atlas, Thunderbolt Patterson, big wrestling event, big performance show tonight, 7 p.m. again, $10 a seat, doors open at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss that. Thank you both for coming in today. It's been fun.
Donald Trump, USA.
Heaven high. Everybody, be good.
Address 600 Bellefontaine Avenue. Telephone number 740-382-6583. Website www.carlgreff.com.